need to ask you what happens if you're not able to rescue the nutrition. What's Part B going to be here? We surely are not going to let people starve.
Gentlelady, mm-hmm. Lady Yield, mm-hmm. I would say to the ranking member, I see potentially two options here. If we are only able to pass the farm bill portion of the farm bill, the Senate still has a Title IV mm-hmm. in their document. That would provide an opportunity, if they chose to present it, to conference. But remember, as I understand it, it would be their language. They would have to offer that language. So it would be subject to the consideration of the committee. I would also note that, as my understanding of the way the programs are structured, SNAP's appropriated entitlement status means that SNAP would be funded even though the program's authorization potentially would expire at the end of the year, in the worst-case scenario. And this occurred last year when the Farm Bill was not reauthorized, but SNAP benefits were fully funded through the CR passed by the House. Not a single family did without. I, in good faith, believe in the way the SNAP program is put together, those needs will be met. There may be even some who argue that by not having a bill, there will be no reforms. And from their perspective, that might be the ultimate goal. I can't answer that. I just pledge to you the committee will do everything within its power, working with some of the members who sit here today, to craft a SNAP bill and to bring it as promptly and as expeditiously to the floor as the body will allow us.
So if you're going to take, you know, take the Senate portion of SNAP, which would not include the further $20 billion in cuts made by the House, is that correct?
If the gentlelady would yield. Actually, the circumstances, I understand it, would be the Senate would have to offer. So the question becomes, would the Senate view no SNAP change as the best policy and therefore not offer? I cannot predict what the United States Senate will do in the conference.
I bet you they offer it. But now let's say that it passes your conference and you bring it back here and it fails because that's in there. Do you have any contingency plan for that? For the people who don't want to have the nutrition part of the bill.
If the ranking lady would yield, I would simply say from this vantage point at this time, I really can predict no farther than whatever the actions of this committee is and the time I would be allowed on the floor. When it comes to the United States Senate, I think there are a number of, with the process after the floor, I think there are a number of options, all of which potentially meet the needs of SNAP recipients. I'm confident of that. But just as I cannot predict everything being perfect, nor can I predict the worst scenario either.
But they would be, the 20 billion cuts would be removed.
If
because you
House,
would have to take, this, only the Senate put it in their bill, so we have to
as,
take the Senate.
As the gentlelady would yield, the Senate mm-hmm. only cuts $4.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Senate didn't proper an offer, I guess we wouldn't cut any, would we?
What I'm more afraid of is that there won't be any. That's my concern.
I can only speculate, having been a member of the body for a year or two and participated on the committee for that long, I would suspect that the appropriators, based on their past history, the appropriators perhaps in both bodies would be very focused on making sure that the SNAP issues were addressed, if it
well,
was only on a year-by-year basis.
That's fine, but I have to tell you that I think for most of us and an awful lot of people in the country, what we've been through in this last year, continually voting to kill health care, not getting anything done, doing one-house bills and feeling so smug about it, I don't have that kind of faith. That's what I was saying to you in the first place. I agree with you. There was a time back here when that agricultural bill went through the Congress like a hot knife through butter because of its great importance. This is the first time in memory since I've been here that we've had this kind of trouble with this. I'm sure I have never been part of a Congress or anything to do with where they even contemplated doing away with the nutrition program for people who need it in this country. So there's not much we can do over here except vote no. We understand that. We understand that. But we want you to know that we really want you to make sure that if that can come up for conference, and we'll certainly do what we can to make sure it does, that will be a possibility. Because I know, and you do too, if there was by some awful circumstance where nutrition programs had to come up and stand on their own, they'd never pass.
Would the gentlelady yield? As I mentioned earlier, all I can do is give my word to the committee that I will try my very best.
And you but have, and I appreciate it.
But as I discovered 2 weeks ago, I am subject to the will of the majority of the House
on
any given vote.
We all are.
On any given vote.